In the United States, the FBI says it won't recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton for using a private email server to deal with classified government data when she was the Secretary of State. The Bureau's director, James Comey, said the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential candidate had been extremely careless, but there was no sign of intentional misconduct.
Although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case. I know there will be intense public debate in the wake of this recommendation, as there was throughout the investigation. What I can assure the American people is that this investigation was done honestly, competently, and independently.
A spokesman for the Clinton campaign said she had acknowledged her mistake and considered the matter resolved. The White House says President Obama will not discuss the FBI investigation. But within hours of the FBI's announcement, the president made his first appearance on the campaign trail alongside Mrs. Clinton. He said he believed in Hillary Clinton. The chairman of the British inquiry into the Iraq war has said that he hopes his report will ensure that military intervention on such a scale will not be possible in the future without more careful analysis and political judgment. John Chilcott was speaking before his report is published on Wednesday. He said he would not shy away from criticising individuals or institutions. The United Nations Human Rights Organisation has told the BBC that around 900 civilian men and boys captured by a Shia militia group during the battle to drive IS out of Fallujah last month are still unaccounted for. He said witnesses saw at least four men beheaded by militiamen and dozens more had been shot. He urged the Iraqi government to take urgent action. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, has won the opening round of the Conservative Party leadership election in Britain with a clear majority. The new party leader will take over as Prime Minister from David Cameron, who resigned after the country voted to leave the EU. Rob Watson has the latest.
This is a strong result for Theresa May and confirms her status as favourite. She said it showed she was the only candidate capable of drawing support from the whole of the Conservative Party. The first ballot also suggests the prominent Leave campaigner Andrea Leadsom is likely to be her strongest challenger. Ultimately, the decision will be taken by the Conservative Party's 150,000 or so members out in the country.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. Multiple rescue operations in the Mediterranean have saved at least 4,500 migrants in the course of a single day. The Italian Coast Guard, along with Navy and EU border agency ships, as well as vessels run by humanitarian groups, recovered the migrants from numerous inflatable dinghies and a wooden vessel. King Salman of Saudi Arabia has promised a firm response in the aftermath of a series of suicide attacks. He was speaking a day after four security officers were killed in a bombing close to the Prophet's Mosque in Medina, the second most sacred site in Islam. Alan Johnston reports.
It's not yet clear who carried out this string of attacks, but they were probably the work of the Islamic State group. And it's clear that Islamist militants have Saudi Arabia very much in their sights. Now, King Salman has sent them a message. In an obvious reference to the extremists, he said his country would, as he put it, strike with an iron hand those who try to influence the minds of young people. He knows that dangerous forces are trying to recruit the kingdom's youth.
The United States has criticised Israeli plans to build hundreds of new homes in existing settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. A State Department spokesman, John Kirby, said if the reports of the 560 new homes were accurate, it would be the latest step in what seemed to be a systematic process of land seizures and settlement expansions. Mr. Kirby said this was fundamentally undermining the prospects for a two-state solution. Investigators examining the cockpit voice recorder from an Egyptian plane that crashed into the Mediterranean have reportedly discovered that the pilots attempted to put out a fire just before the disaster. This is yet to be officially confirmed. All 66 people on board were killed when it plunged into the sea in May. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com